You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Monday, August 12th, 2024. Grandpa Dan, streaming with you, radioalbion.com. It's already Monday. Time to get back to it. Time to get back on the grind, assuming you even got the weekend off. I do appreciate you stopping by and starting your week off with us here at Radio Albion. Well, I'm going to use a story today from RT, but we'll get off into kind of probably some other topics perhaps as we go. But the headline for this story is UK police chief threatens Elon Musk. Now, this story is not really about Elon Musk. They use that for a sensational headline, but it gets into a broader thing going on with the ham-handed, very extremely poor way in which the British government has handled this unrest, this civil unrest over this recent attack, this recent stabbing that resulted in three girls dying and many people wounded. I was originally going to title this story, this episode of the Daily National, I was going to call it something like Amateur Hour in the UK, because that's what it looks like. Seeing Starmer, seeing the Labour government, it looks like Amateur Hour going on. Instead, I think I'm going to call it something along the lines of Britain Loses the Plot, because they've completely lost the plot. The way they've handled this is so poor. What they have done is essentially go around and throw gas on the fire. We'll get into all of that as we go along. Let's go ahead and get started off. Let's kick things off with today's story. London's Metropolitan Police Commissioner has threatened to charge foreigners for, quote, whipping up hatred online, naming, I call it Twitter. I just refuse to call it X. Anyway, naming Twitter owner Elon Musk as someone who could be prosecuted. The warning comes amid a nationwide crackdown against supposed hate speech following a spate of right-wing riots. Quote, we will throw the full force of the law at people. And whether you're in this country committing crimes on the streets or committing crimes from further afield online, we will come after you, Commissioner Sir Mark Rowley told Sky News on Friday. So not only does the UK have these ridiculous speech laws, which can be obviously interpreted any way they want to, now you've got government officials coming out and saying they're going to apply their own domestic laws against foreigners, against, say, for instance, America, because they talk about Elon Musk in particular, but he doesn't start off with that. He says anybody. He's going to come out and by golly, you could get, there were people running around the internet saying, you know, you're going to get extradited to the UK for violating, their speech laws. This is completely losing the plot. This is the inability to know your role, UK, to know your role, Britain. Let's make it very, very clear. Like, for instance, we're talking about this here. They might look at me. Am I worried? You might ask, GPD, are you worried that Keir Starmer or the British government is going to extradite you to the UK for some sort of speech violation? They could ship me over there. Make me have Sven's old cell. Make me. And my answer to that would be, I'm absolutely not worried. Why would you not be worried? It's like the UK looked at the US demanding demanding that Julian Assange be extradited, and they think like it works the other way around. Let me tell you why I would be, I as an American, am absolutely not worried about that. Because that's just not the way it works. The client state, look, Britain, I know you, I know the UK has been going around for several years now, LARPing as though the multi-British empire is back upon the world stage. Talking smack to everybody, talking smack to Russia, talking smack to this country, China, everybody else. You better watch out. You don't want to feel the full fury and wrath of the United Kingdom, which is a joke island country. Japan is a more threatening island country than Britain is. I'm sorry. You know, I got love for my British listeners. I got love for Sven, and it's nothing against the British people. But I'm sorry, the United Kingdom is a joke. It's hard. I understand. It's hard to face truth. You were once the British Empire, but now you're a joke island nation. Moreover, you are a vassal state of America. I know, nobody wants to admit that. You're a vassal state of the United States. And let me tell you how it doesn't work. Because when I say I'm not worried, it's not because I think like the U.S. government cares a whit about what happens to American citizens. They obviously do not. But what they do care about is the vassal state doesn't get to dictate to the master what they're going to do. And that's why this would absolutely, this idea that they're going to like file warrants and request extradition for Americans posting stuff online to Britain is a joke on its face, because what the U.S. government does care about is the very idea that one of their little toadies, and that's all you are, Britain, I'm sorry, you're a toady, you know, you're a lackey, you're a flunky. When the U.S. government tells you to go over here and do this, whether you want to or not, all these Western European nations, they're all lackeys. When the U.S. government tells Germany, which was like the one country that was economically driving the entire European Union, and when the United States says you're going to deindustrialize yourself, they do it. That's the way the dynamic works. It's a reality. You're a toady state. And what the government, like I say, it's not that the U.S. government, like those are American citizens. And let me tell you, buddy, you won't touch our American citizens. We're America. We're Uncle Sam. We protect Americans. They don't give a flying flip about what happens to American citizens. What they do care about is maintaining the power dynamic. They're not going to tell the master. The client state is not going to tell the master, oh, you're going to do this. You're going to extradite their citizens. That would make the U.S. look like they were on equal footing. If the U.K. could tell the United States government, you're going to extradite these citizens for violating our precious speech laws. If the U.S. government went along with that, then it looks like they're on equal footing. And they're not going to let that power dynamic shift, like, at all. We're going to demand you extradite. That's a joke. I mean, why would you put yourself in a position to get laughed at like that? It's not going to happen. A lot of people, there was a deal online because the UK police had set up like a chat hotline to where you could report saying any of this hate speech or any of these rallies gathering up, and a bunch of Americans went on there and trolled it. That's how seriously it was taken by Americans, because just on an instinctual level, Americans know that's not going to happen. They may not know why, but they know it's not going to happen. I don't understand the idea of setting yourself up to get laughed at like that. Maybe they started getting high on their own supply. Like I say, they've been spending several years now going around the world stage acting like they're somehow relevant as like the British Empire. You don't want to see a flotilla, the British Royal Navy, heading your way now, do you? It's a joke. Maybe they started believing it. Now, if Israel made this statement. If this statement came out of Tel Aviv, that they were going to start demanding that Americans be extradited to Israel to face crimes of anti-Semitism or supporting Hamas in some way, shape, or form, then then that's something people would want to perk up and pay attention to that. Because again, the same dynamic. The client state does not dictate to the master state, to the state that's in charge. So if Israel made this demand, yes, that would be something to stand up and pay attention to. The UK making this demand, this assertion, it's a joke. Let's go back to our story. Asked whether the Metropolitan Police planned on charging people posting on social media from other countries, Riley replied, quote, being a key point. I imagine this guy spending his time on Reddit, you know. Riley replied, being a keyboard warrior does not make you safe from the law, and named the likes of Elon Musk as potential targets for investigation. You look at people. You always have to understand whether it's a UK or America, police commissioners, police chiefs, whatnot. Those are politicians. That's what they are. You look at this guy, this police official, this Sir Mike, what is it? Sir Mike Rowley. Sir Mark Rowley. Look at this guy. You know, I don't want to be insulting to people. That's not my intention. How can I put this? Regular, normal men growing up in society, regular, normal, masculine men, part of growing up as boys into teenagers into grown men, part of that process is learning how things work. You see, when you have effeminate men, and again, I'm not trying to just be insulting here. When you have like an effeminate society, which nurtures effeminate men, and what I mean by that, again, I'm not trying to be insulting. I'm not name calling. Really, that's not what I'm doing here. What I'm trying to say is when masculinity, and I'm probably not doing a very good job, so I'm trying to clean this up a little bit. When masculinity is minimized and femininity is encouraged, and the society becomes less patriarchal and more matriarchal, more woman-centric, more feminine-centric, you have men that grow up and they don't learn the lessons that regular normal men, a normal man this guy's age, that say, spent his whole life in Liverpool. I can't do the Liverpool accent. But he grew up on the streets of Liverpool. He's a working class bloke. Probably can't do a very good British accent either. Anyway, see, a regular man, say, grew up in Liverpool as a working class guy. He understands those lessons. You look at this guy, he doesn't understand lessons that normal masculine men learn growing up. And one of those lessons, the valuable lesson here, is you don't mouth off. In other words, bluffing is fine in poker, but in certain other situations, you don't mouth off unless you can actually back it up. You know, if you get in a confrontation with somebody, you don't open your mouth and say something along the lines of, how about if I come over there and whip your ass, unless you're prepared to make that attempt, which may or may not be successful because the other party has a say in that. You don't open your mouth and say something without considering, and this all goes through a normal man's mind. Women don't understand this at all. But in a normal man's mind, he's playing this scenario out in a matter of seconds. Do you want to open your mouth and say, how about if I come over there and kick your ass? Because he's playing the scenario out. Okay, how might that play out? Now the guy may back down, but he may take you up on it. Now you're taking a look at him. How big, like the old joke goes, how big a boy are you? You know, does he got four friends with him? Does he have a weapon? You run all that scenario through there so that you don't embarrass yourself. Because you don't want to be clowned. You don't want to sit there and say, how about I come over there and whip your ass? And the guy gets up from the table and heads your way. And then you start waving your hands going, ho, 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 ho. Let's not resort to violence here. Let us mind our manners, because now you're a clown. Now everybody's laughing at you. Before, everybody just looking like, you know, they might even been sympathetic towards you. But you open your mouth clowning on somebody and they're like, yeah, let's do this. Come on. Here we go. So you don't want to bluff like that. To sit here and mouth off and say, just because you're a keyword warrior overseas doesn't make you immune from the British law. Yes, it does. Especially if the people perhaps making the comments are from the country that calls the shots. And that's just reality. America's empire in this dynamic. And they call the shots. Again, the U.S. government doesn't care what happens to their citizens, but what they do care about is making sure that everybody knows their role. And your role as a vassal state is shut the hell up and do what you're told. You don't get to tell the state that's calling the shots, the master state, you don't get to tell them what to do. And then you just embarrass yourself because everybody knows that ain't going to happen. As of Friday, more than 700 people had been arrested and more than 300 charged over their alleged participation in the riots, which kicked off after a teenager of Rwandan descent. Yeah, like by one generation. Like his parents got off the boat in 06. Killed 3 children and injured 10 others in a stabbing spree in the town of Southport last month. So 700 arrested and 3 charged. You know how many of them were Americans? Absolutely none. You know how many Americans are going to get charged and extradited? None. Unless they actually go over. Now, if you're American and you go over and participate, yeah, that's a different story. You're there. I mean, that's a whole nother story. But if you're sitting here on the internet commenting on this, no. Initially sparked by a false rumor that the knife man responsible for the stabbings was a Muslim immigrant, and the demonstrations grew into a wider backlash against Islam and mass immigration, culminating in rioters setting fire to a hotel housing asylum seekers in Rotherham just last Sunday. For clarity, I need to point out that this article is dated August 10th, so they're not talking yesterday. They're talking, you know, the week before. Now, I already spoke about this on another Daily Nationalist when first, I believe I did. I say so much that sometimes I forget, you know, and I think, oh, yeah, I already talked about that. And then it turns out I just thought about it. I didn't necessarily talk about it, but I'm pretty sure I did. The government, this is part of how I say it's like amateur hour. They've lost the plot. When this first happened, they had these rumors going around that it was a Muslim immigrant. Intelligence community was aware of him. History of mental health problems, because that's always the narrative every time before. Then the UK government, this is why I say they handled it poorly and have actually exasperated the situation, because it's amateur hour. It's obviously these Labour people have no clue what they're doing. As bad as the Tories are, you know, they're all bad. The Tories were better at managing the narrative. The Labour government comes out and says, hey, you racists are all wrong. It actually warms up. It's a native British lad. It was not an immigrant. It was a native British lad. And then inevitably the pictures of the person doing the stabby stab comes out. Oh, his parents got off the boat here, but he was technically born here. One of the things I found so humorous about this attempt to deflect, you know, the truth, deflect from the truth and steer this narrative, is by making this statement that it was a native British, they actually blow up their other fake narrative, which is essentially the dirt is magic, and as long as people are born here, they will be no different. That's their other narrative. Their narratives are all based on lies, so they always depend upon you forgetting the other lie when they come out with the current lie. If you have enough wherewithal and enough vision to remember the other lies they tell, the ones they're telling you right now quickly fall apart. Oh, you're a bunch of racists. Turns out he was a British lad. Which, of course, it turns out, yeah, his parents got off the boat in 06 and he happened to be born on the magic dirt, and you're supposed to pay no mind to their other narrative that anybody that happens to be born in the magical geographic location of Britain is going to be no different than somebody who's lived in Britain for generations. Natural born Brit, the magic dirt. Obviously, this blows up their entire magic dirt narrative, but you're not even supposed to connect the two. They could have just come out and said, managed this. They should have come out and said, we're absolutely outraged. We're going to be taking a look. We're going to revise. Like, the Tories have been promising to do something about immigration for years now, and they never do, but at least they say something along that lines. They could have come out and said, we're outraged by this. We're going to be taking a look at this person's history and why perhaps somebody didn't see this coming. What was his history? Where did he get the motivation? Who radicalized? Something. Something. People might not have bought it, but it wouldn't have poured gas on the fire. Instead, they come out, insult the people, and say you're racist because he was a nutty British lad. And then when it comes out, oh, yeah. No, he's Rwandan. He's from Rwanda. His parents stepped off the boat around 06, and he happened to be dropped onto the magic dirt, and he's still doing Rwanda things. And it just poured gas on the fire because it insulted everybody's intelligence. Of those arrested, more than 30 have been charged with online offenses, such as sharing footage of the riots or posting content that, according to the Crown Prosecutorial Service, quote, incites violence or hatred. Oh, there it is. Our old favorite. The old, you're prosecuted on what they allege is going on inside of your mind. Your motivation to cause somebody to feel an emotion. And they don't have to bring forward any witnesses. We've been over this. They don't have to bring forward a witness that says, I read this person's online post and I was feeling okay. But after that, after reading this post, I got very hated. I just started feeling very hatred-y, very... was burning with a bloody hatred, and all I could do, I just signed red, and I went out in the street after reading this social media post, and I went out in the street and lit a dumpster on fire. They don't have to produce any witnesses. They just come up there, call you names, and accuse you, and that's enough. That's... Critics, including Musk, have accused the government of stifling free speech and of operating a two-tier justice system, which the white British suspects are punished far more severely than immigrants. And that's just reality. Now, Elon Musk talking about free speech is, you've got to kind of snicker over that. But nonetheless, this whole complaint, because this is one of the complaints. Remember, people haven't forgotten about the Rotherham rape thing, you know, with the trafficking in prostitution that were being run by these immigrant gangs. People haven't forgotten that. The government acts like, oh, well, you're supposed to forget all about that. And how the police were covering up for it because they were afraid that would be racist if they prosecuted it. Now, again, throwing gas on the fire. The way the Labor government should have handled this is made some statements about how they were outraged. And then visibly, even though it wouldn't have had anything to do with this Rwandan, gone in and did a crackdown on immigrant gangs, started rounding them up, making a public showing of it, showing these guys in cuffs and boobies, dragging them into jail. Wouldn't have anything to do with this, but it would make a show and it would calm people down a little bit. Instead, people still remember how they covered up all of that going on. And then they're coming out here now and they're cracking the whip on people. They're cracking the whip on people complaining about it, sending them off to prison. Musk shared a post on Saturday highlighting the disparity between the cases of Stephen Malin and Mustafa El Mabib. Malin, 54, was sentenced to more than 2 years in prison on Friday for shouting and, quote, gesticulating at a police officer during a violent demonstration in Hartlepool last week. El Mabib, a 27-year-old Jordanian national, was fined a whopping $33 last month for assaulting a female police officer in Bournemouth in May. Sure seems like unequal justice in the UK, Musk wrote on Twitter. The billionaire also shared a series of memes comparing British Prime Minister Keir Starmer to, of course, a Nazi, and British government to the totalitarian dictatorship of George Orwell's 1984. Starmer is considering amending Britain's Online Safety Act to punish social media companies that allow the spread of legal, harmful content. The Telegraph reported on Friday. The act, passed by the country's previous conservative government, was originally set to include such a clause, but the passage was ultimately pulled after the business and trade minister, Kimi Badenoch, complained it amounted to legislating for hurt feelings. This highlights, too, once again, how it doesn't make any difference. I pointed this out before, but there's the recent Labour Party landslide. People have been voting for the Tories for years and years because the Labour Party is so repugnant. And now all of a sudden, the Labour Party wins in a landslide. It wasn't because everybody woke up one day and said, you know, I think these Labour blokes are okay. I like their idea. No, they just got fed up. They had like a really low turnout. My understanding, they had really low turnout. And they're voting because everybody threw up their hands and said, there's no point. The Tories are going to tell us all about how they're going to stop immigration. They got all these plans and they're not going to do anything. They're just jerking our chain. People quit buying into the system. Labour Party now showing amateur hour for what it is. They don't understand. They need to be trying to get people somehow buying back in. That ship has apparently already sailed. Now they're just going to try to use violence and force to get everybody in line. That doesn't work. You've got to keep people buying into the system. Got to keep people buying into the system. If you're relying on just threatening everybody and using violence and force to keep the population in line, you're fighting a losing battle because there's multiple times more of them than there are of you. They're doing this two-tier justice system. They think that's going to work. It's not going to work. Because at some point in time, the ones that are getting the easier side of that justice system is going to flex on that weakness. And things just blow up. But you notice here, they're going to amend this Online Safety Act. And who brought that forward? Who passed that? The Tories. Oh, but they left this section out. Then the Labour Party gets in and they pick it up and go ahead and put that section in. You see, it's just streamlined. The more you vote, the more things change the same. And it's in all of these so-called democracy countries. And there's another thing. Not only are you not going, what are they going to do? Find Twitter. And what if Twitter doesn't pay? Are they going to ban it? Are they going to ban Twitter? Are they going to ban Facebook? No, they're not. Just as they're not going to be extraditing American citizens. Let me tell you why. Because Twitter, Facebook, these American social media companies, they're an extension of the government. They're a part of the government. We all know. In all these countries that the U.S. government decides they don't like, how do these color revolutions get organized? Well, they organize them on American social media. For some reason, a lot of these countries are morons and they don't ban American social media. And then they're shocked when the U.S. State Department or the CIA organizes a color revolution on American social media to overthrow the government. And the UK government, what? They're basically, because again, you got to back it up with something. Oh, we're going to mic these American social media companies abide by our speech standards. Or what? You know, there's always that or what. Again, this comes back to that lack of masculine understanding and reasoning. If you open your mouth and tell a man he better do this, that, or the other, the question that instantly enters the other man, the man you're telling that to, that enters his mind is, or what? I mean, well, what are you going to do? Ban Twitter? Ban American social? No, that comes back to the vassal state does not get to call the shots. Your client state, you shut the hell up and do what you're told. That's how it works. That's the dynamic. That's the reality. These U.S. social media companies are an extension of American intelligence networks. I mean, I guess there's a few, you know, really disconnected normies that don't understand that yet. But I mean, pretty much anybody with an inkling of interest in understanding the world around them gets that. They understand that these social media companies are so interconnected with the American intelligence agencies and thus the American government. The idea that the UK is going to set some sort of precedent and ban American social media companies. Again, it's laughable. That's not the way it works. We can ban it. We'll fine you. And if they don't pay, then what? I mean, really, what are you going to do? Ban them? You better go to your boss and ask them before you mouth off like that, because you're liable to get publicly embarrassed when they tell you, no, you're not doing that. Because if they let the UK ban it, then what happens when these other countries that they're looking forward to fomenting a color revolution in say, well, the UK banned all these American social media companies, so we are too. What's to stop a country that the U.S. government doesn't like enacting their own form of quote-unquote speech laws and saying, whoop, these are in violation, and since the U.K. could do it, we're banning these American social media companies. It's not going to happen. Don't embarrass yourself. Don't mouth off like that and say, you're going to do this or you're going to do that and you better. And you're not the British Empire. You're an island nation, vassal state. And things are going to go a lot smoother. Just learn to know your role. We're going to wrap up on that note. I hope you have a great week. I appreciate you joining me today. I'll be back tomorrow, the Parish of the Patriot Show. Never want to miss it, I don't think. Hopefully you don't. Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson will be here Wednesday with the Orthodox Nationalist. Dr. Johnson will be back Thursday with his always good Daily Nationalist Show. And as always, I plan to be back here Friday to wrap up your week. I'm hoping to bring Funny Fridays back. I've kind of failed with that recently. I just have to go with what I got. But regardless, I hope you have a great week. As always, keep the faith, and we'll see you next time.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.